Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, February the 18th, 40th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Arcata City Manager, sorta, Randy Mendoza.
Hey, Brian. you've written me off already.
Well, you know, I heard the announcement last week and kind of went, okay. And now I'm kind of hacked off at you.
Well,
certainly we get it. We'll talk about it. But
I didn't think my radio ratings were that good.
But. You know what? I may not now ever have to tell you.
That's true.
We'll talk about what's cooking when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggy of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times 313. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza, while he still is young enough to be able to talk. Our quote this afternoon. Okay, we're going to go straight for it. Life and death is the category.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Oh, boy. It says bagahot, but I would bet it's a French word.
Bagajot.
Okay. The greatest pleasure in life is doing what people say you cannot do.
Well, that's very American for a Frenchman.
For a French guy, yeah.
To say.
Or maybe a French guy.
Because the way the Americans, we're kind of noted for being that way. We want what we want, right?
Was it, don't tell me what I can't do until after I've done it.
Right.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. So, I guess it's officialdom now that you turned in the letter and the whole nine yards.
Yep, turned in the letter, and it's an interesting thing. I've never done a retirement letter before, but so I just notified the council of mostly by email, because the idea, you have to notify them all at the same time because you want to work with them equally.
No favorites,
and so. But then you can't really do a closed session because you have to say what it's for, because there's this public meeting law thing. So really, that's why I chose
that. So the Brown Act got you? So you didn't do a press release?
Brown Act got me. I didn't do a press release. I just, but it got out within about 2 hours. So it was interesting. The media, news media in this county is very adroit at monitoring each other and communicating the word out. So
you mean copying?
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine that.
Folks in Humboldt County, you're in good hands. Our media organizations are very, very functional.
So why?
I think it's a good time. I've been with Arcata for, it'll be a little over 33 years. And I think it's good for turnover. I think one of the big things that that made me think about this is that we have an incredible city council right now that have, you won't get a more experienced city council. These folks have been working together for a long time. The newest council members have been there for two terms. So I think it's a good for the organization that I love dearly to have an experienced council choose the next city manager.
Now, as memory serves me, which, you know, it could be a double fault right now. Tennis?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Left you already.
Yeah.
Checking out a little early here, aren't you? About 4 months early?
Maybe I'll be a tennis player.
Yeah, maybe.
That could be my next occupation.
Okay. No, memory isn't serving me at all.
maybe you should retire.
Yeah, tell me about it. I keep getting that suggestion made regularly. So as you're looking at this turnover of your position, a lot of times managers don't want to be involved. Sometimes they do want to be involved in the replacement or the training of or helping in the selection of. You had indicated that you would be willing to. Why?
Well, it's really up to the council. And I want to do whatever was within their comfort zone. And I've been around for a while. You know, I've worked under six city managers since I've been with Arcata. So my knowledge of the history is sometimes the council wants the manager to be involved. And sometimes they're looking for a change and they would rather not. So I just came right out and said, you know, folks, council, whatever works for you will be fine with me. If you want me to help, I'd be glad to help. If there's times that you don't want me to sit in the room when you're discussing this and you want to talk about things that you want to change, that's fine too. To me, it's what's good for the organization is what counts. And
anything personal?
Personal?
Yeah. I mean, do you care if they, whoever it is, does what you do, doesn't do what you do, blows things up, keeps things
well,
as they are?
Well, of course. Of course. I just want someone that, I just want the best person possible. If I want somebody that will have a fire in their belly. And that's a term I've used. A lot of people have heard me use that term. I want them to get somebody with a fire in their belly to keep the ship in high gear and to give it their best.
Passionate?
Yes. Yeah. You have to be. I think you really have to be passionate to do these jobs, and it's not a place to kick back and work just 8 to 5.
Funny that you even had to mention that.
Yeah. Well, you know, like tomorrow, for instance, my day will start at 8:30 in the morning, and we'll go to the council till the council meeting's over 9, maybe 10 o'clock tomorrow night. And that's a typical council meeting day for the city manager in Arcata.
Kind of sounds like an average day, huh?
Sure.
Yeah.
Average council day.
Well, Thursday, you go home at 6 instead?
No, we go, well, yeah. Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah. You have to learn how to count over 40.
Right.
I think
right.
It's the concept you were driving.
Yeah, you can't watch the clock. And you really have to, I really think that you really have to work hard at it. And you really got to keep the pace up.
I have to watch the clock. KINS, News and Information Time, is 3:19 on the clock. We'll be back with Randy Mendoza.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. If you've never been to Eureka's Sequoia Park Zoo, or haven't in a long time, you're in for a treat. Eureka is one of the smallest cities in the nation to have a zoo, and quite a zoo it is. It's among the redwood trees and specializes in a variety of small animals. Many exhibits have been updated, with more on the way. A big favorite is the red panda family. If you think of pandas as black and white, big, and chewing on bamboo, think again. Red pandas are small with reddish coats and white faces. Watch them scamper on their trees. The pink flamingo flock will dazzle you as you pass their pond. There are many more zoo pleasures awaiting young and old alike. There's a cafe and gift shop, too. On Wednesdays, all visitors come in at half price. For days and hours, see their website, sequoiaparkzoo.net. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with soon-to-be departing City Manager Randy Mendoza.
July's not that soon. You're
How
right.
old are you?
You're writing me off already.
Blink your eyes 3 times and it's already in April. Right?
We have a lot to do between now and July.
Well, I would figure that you're not going to leave the city budgetless.
No.
And that's part of the reason why you're hanging out until after the 4th of July weekend.
Right. Well, our personnel director said that's the date that I have to stay to do all the retirement things. But yeah, the main reason for that date is to get a balanced budget presented to the council and in the can and ready to start the new fiscal year on July 1st.
How long does it take to do a budget?
About 4 months. 5 months.
is that 100% all you do for 4 months, or is that another project in addition to other projects that are going on at the same time?
It's probably it's a major aspect of what our finance director does. I mean, it's really, Arcata's budget's about $30 million. So what she's got to do is she's got to project the revenues that are going to come in. Then she's got to look at what costs are going up. And then she's got to analyze what the departments say that they need, what the council wants. You know, we're getting ready, for instance, in Arcata to go into goal setting sessions. And to me, I call it, it's a master's thesis level piece of work every year that our finance director does. And so if you have a good finance director, hold on to him, because it really is an art to come out close.
I would think if you had a pretty healthy Excel spreadsheet, that helps out significantly too.
Well, it's a robust software program called Springbrook.
Okay, make a couple adjustments here and see what happens. And yeah, because when it comes to finances, I think it's more of an art.
It is.
Than a craft. I mean, the actual grinded out part, 1 + 1 = 4. Okay, and, you know, that's one element. But the crafting of this thing is more, it's a different level. To really get a sense.
It is, and then you have to put it out there. And one difference in the private sector to the public sector is that in the private sector, you know, when you take the gamble, it's your money. And, you know, when you take the loss, if, you know, when you're the owner of the company. But in the public sector, you come up with a plan, and then you have to ask, in Arcata's case, you have to ask 18,000 people, you know, what do they think about it? And let them come in on it. So, and then there's a lot of different priorities, and you have to go through the political process, which is what you do when it's the people's treasure.
Putting the document together, 3-4 weeks, and then you start going through the various public meetings and the workshops and the fine-tuning part, or does that get condensed and it just takes 3 months to go through the process, and then you do the vetting in 4 to 6 weeks?
Well, I'm not sure how other cities do it. In Arcata, what we do first is we ask for the personnel allocations, because the personnel costs are the highest costs. So we look to see what are their requests with the departments, you know, both full-time and part-time. And then we get that. And then the next thing we do is we ask the departments to put together a budget workbook, which is basically their spending plan, their proposed spending plan for the year. And I want to see what their calculations were, you know, for their costs. You know, they have to show the need, and then also show how they expect to what's realistic plan to make that accomplish that year. Then we're going to look at our employee costs. You know, are they going up? Generally, they do. and then we mix that in there. And then the usually we come out a million or two over. And then the finance director and I sit down with the departments, and we start cutting to try to get it to a balanced level so that we can present the council with a balanced budget.
That's the art.
That's the art. And meanwhile, we go into budget study sessions. Once we get a proposed budget, we take it to the council, and they go through study sessions, and the citizens, the community can come in and say, well, we don't want you to cut that. You know, can you put that back in? And we kind of go through that process before it goes back to the formal hearings before the city council at the regular council meeting.
Have there been times in the past when people have said, we want that in, and you're okay, but what would you suggest we take out? And they come up with a viable idea?
Sure. I know. Well, for instance, the park rangers comes to mind for the that we have in Arcata now in the community forest and Redwood Park and Marsh and Wildlife Sanctuary. And that park ranger position has become an important position in Arcata. But when it was first proposed, the city manager at the time says, can't afford it. And the
was
council,
that Alice or Keith?
That was Alice.
Okay.
And the council heard enough public input to where the council says, we're going to afford it. And I don't recall what was cut, but something had to be cut in order to accomplish that. And it's become a really vital program for Arcata.
So once the projections are in place for the dollars, it then becomes a zero-sum game?
Pretty much. And then, of course, then we look at mid-year to see where we're at. And I know you probably are, that question is coming up about our mid-year report.
No, it was more of a reference to the governor, but we'll go with it, okay?
Yeah, our mid-year report, we came in short, so we had to make some adjustments and had to tighten our belt, and we had to not do some things at mid-year in order to keep on the course that we had projected for this year.
The stuff of the second half of the show. KINS, News and Information Times 3:30. We'll be back with more from Mr. Mendoza.
A decade of difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have life and work experiences that could be of benefit to our local youth? We're recruiting community members to mentor and share ideas with our middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza. Randy, so you had alluded to some mid-course corrections. Isn't that what they always call them?
Yes.
Yes, instead of, whoops, we overestimated. Either way, it kind of comes out the same thing. When you were looking at the initial numbers and where they were, was it because of overspending, cost running crazy in Arcata? Was it funding sources that weren't coming through? What was the causing agents for the whoops?
Well, there were several things. The two of the bigger items were just two revenue sources that just did not come in when we expected them to come in. One is the payback of the redevelopment money to the county. You know, the state is still, we're still waiting for the state to approve our payment plan. And of course, once the state approves that, then we can start paying on that. And then, of course, the city gets 15% of that back in sales tax.
They're dragging their feet?
Well, I don't know what's dragging their feet. This is the first time this has ever happened in the history of California. So the book is being written as we go.
Okay, restate it then. Is Arcata the only city that is in this boat? They're holding on to the treasury until after it works its way through and then they disperse out?
No, the money is actually sitting in accounts for the city of Arcata that is designated to go back to pay the auditor controller of Humboldt County. But we have to have a payment plan that's approved by the California Department of Finance before we could send that money in.
Where are they located?
Sacramento.
What are you doing tomorrow?
We've been there.
Oh, okay.
It's part of the, you know, every city that's dissolving their redevelopment agency is going through this.
But to screw things up and have the ripple.
Well, it's not screwed up. It's just that we anticipated that would be resolved before by now, and okay. then that revenue would have returned.
So that amount of money that isn't there that many would argue should be there by now,
yeah,
with its void, what did the city have to do?
Well, we could get the payment plan approved next week. So, I mean, that money, there's a chance that chunk of money will be paid within this fiscal year anyway.
What if it's not?
Then it'll be carried over and paid when we're able to pay.
Oh, okay. So you didn't have to go through and start cutting and slashing.
No. Well, we did some of that too. We had the departments gave back some revenues that they didn't use. And if, for instance, one thing, if there's some openings, salary, you know, savings in our personnel accounts. So we had some, you know, in a city our size, we have about 130 employees. And there's always some positions that are open, and you know, and so we were able to consolidate some costs back from that.
So it doesn't sound like it was particularly painful.
No, well, we had to take some. Remember, Arcata, as I've said on this show before, Arcata may be politically liberal, but Arcata is fiscally conservative. So we had to dip into reserves to pay for, you know, to offset some of these things. And that's, we like to keep a 20% reserve. And we had to get down to about a little over 14, but which is well within prescribed recommended amounts. But still, Arcata likes to be a little more on the conservative side.
So if 20% year over year or a rolling 20%, how do you?
Yeah, we try to keep 20. We haven't been able to do it during the last couple of years because of the financial situations that's been going on. But so really, 14% is a pretty good amount for a reserve for a city our size.
Is that one payroll cycle?
You know, I'd have to do the math. I need a piece of paper.
Private sector enters its ugly head. Yes.
Too many accounts. No, that would be several payroll cycles.
Oh well,
but yeah, and then the other, of course, is the high energy use. We had less come back on that we thought on that measure I than we thought. So those are the two big items that required the adjustment at mid-year.
High energy, interesting phrase.
Well, that's the measure I. It's the high use energy tax, the grow house tax, for instance.
Energy works for me. I just
it's called high energy, but basically it's the grow house tax for grow houses that are using.
There's 45, a connection there. Just go with it.
Yeah, that's doing 600% of base above baseline.
Was it last month? The month before we were talking, and there was a comment, and I don't know if it was you or me, who said, you know, it'll be interesting to see if a number of these people now just aren't paying their bills.
Right.
And therefore not registering, not triggering, and those monies fall. Has there been any further clarification on that?
Not yet. In fact, we were just talking about it at a staff meeting today. And we've only got two checks that have come. And first one was about 50,000. The second one is maybe 40,000, somewhere along there. I don't think 2 months is going to show a trend yet. So we're just suggesting people be patient and let's see what happens. Maybe people are taking the winter off, or you know, we're just going to have to give it 6 months or a year to see what the trend will be. One thing for sure, we're still confident that we'll be able to pay off the bill to PG&E, but it will take a few more months than we had anticipated. But it will be paid off.
It's just interesting for me. I guess I would take a little bit more aggressive stance and be knocking on PG&E. Say, you know, okay, we got 2 months here. Have you seen any significant change in people's accounts in arrears in Arcata? Is there a shift? Is there not a shift?
You know, and one thing I didn't clarify the last time, I have to clarify that our local PG&E people that we work with here are amazing. They're wonderful people. But you deal with PG&E for something like this, like an initiative, you're dealing with the PG&E folks in San Francisco.
You're Market Street PG&E.
Market Street. And I'll tell you, I sometimes think it'd be easier to deal with the United Nations. It is a huge, complex bureaucracy.
Enough said. Right?
Enough said.
All right. KINS, News and Information Times, 3:43. So you said hi to Ivan. You said hi to Robert. Everybody's happy.
Ivan and Robert, Allison, they're wonderful.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass, and on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:46. Back to Talk Shop, final couple minutes this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. Mid-year budget came in, you guys made the adjustments, things are okay. We haven't had a very terribly disquieting winter yet, getting a little bit more of the precipitation. Any scenario that could play out where it could be because of the weather situation?
Not that I can tell. The drought, of course, is a concern, but I think that Humboldt County is going to be okay from what I hear. We have maybe 500 days of water in the reservoir, so no, I think weather-wise, we could get into a few storms in March maybe, but I think we might have ducked some bad weather unless we have some earthquakes or not. You know, who knows? You know, but nothing that I could forecast. but then maybe that's a maybe I've jinxed.
Well, there's like
for
three or four bad puns in that statement all through. Okay, just let her slide. What about infrastructure with the water? Carol and her crew have been doing some work. Dave and his crew are doing some work. I know in the past, members of the vaunted six that you've referred to, past city managers have said, yeah, we got a lot of that stuff we have to clean up.
Yeah. We have a lot of deferred maintenance on infrastructure. In fact, one of the things that that we are drastically low in is reserves in our water fund. And I don't, you know, because, and I suspect the water district is down on their reserves too, because you're trying to defer, you're trying to use your reserves and you're trying to keep from passing the increased costs on to the customers, and that's something that our council takes very seriously.
But at some point, if you get an infrastructure that's 40, 50, 150 years old...
You do.
Obviously, it all can't be replaced in 6 months.
And that's part of what our staff is... in Arcata, the water department is under the Environmental Services Department, and our staff now is analyzing that to see... what we can do with the current revenue stream.
It's not Public Works?
It's water, wastewater is under Environmental Services. Public Works does the piping part, and Environmental Services does the sanitation part. So there's kind of a division there. It works, but it is kind of odd to explain sometimes.
So who fills up the water balloons at the annual party?
Oh, that'd be council members. That's the mayor's job. Right. That's part of the mayor's job description.
And that explains the bullseye shirt you're wearing today, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So when are they going to begin the actual looking for Randy's replacement? Has that started yet?
My guess is probably in March. The council sometime will probably start doing some closed sessions to decide how they want to do that, how they want to proceed. None of them have talked to each other yet, so you could only guess at this point.
Well, speculating's fun.
Well, we've had a few of them out of town, so they're waiting, I think, to where all council members are back in town.
Okay. Get everybody on board. That makes sense.
Right. It's important all five are there for that discussion.
And a couple other people in town, too.
Right.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
See you next month.
I'll be here.
Good deal. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Excellent one, you have. See you tomorrow.